This is Fresh Air. TV is taking another look at itself. Coming up, David Bianculli reviews the new sitcom, WIOU. But first, some of the most widely heard music in other countries is virtually unknown here in the U.S. Few Americans listen to film soundtracks from India, but radio and record stores there are filled with them. World music commentator Milo Miles takes us to hear Indian movie music.
உமை நெஞ்சின் சொந்தம் இது ஒரு உண்மை சொல்லும் பந்தம் உமை நெஞ்சின் சொந்தம் இது ஒரு உண்மை சொல்லும் பந்தம் வார்த்தைகள்.
When some people want light entertainment and music, they turn to new age, funky lounge jazz, or vintage Broadway musicals. Me, I like Indian film music these days. Until very recently, when non-soundtrack cassettes began making inroads, almost all of the domestic pop music in India came from film scores. It's rather like when most of the LPs you could find in this country were recordings of Broadway plays or hit movies. Although Indian soundtracks use everything from traditional sitars and tablas to synthesizers and wah-wah guitars, many film songs are quite mainstream and just what you would expect, sort of pop ragas. This is a selection from a Sajjat Ray soundtrack. But even some of these more traditional tunes can get quite wildly melodramatic. The soundtrack songs I find best for easy listening, however, are the weird ones. The film music composers draw on whatever international sources catch their fancy. This number, for example, suggests a mutant Spanish doo-wop from Bombay. It's sung by S.P. Bala Subramaniam.
புது மாப்பிள்ளைக்கு நல்ல யோகமடா அந்த மண்ண மகள் தான் வந்த நேரமடா.
Indian film directors can work on 10 or more films at the same time. And while the industry turns out hundreds of soundtracks every year, most are done by about a dozen singers. The circle of star vocalists is nearly a closed shop. The queen of them all is Lata Mangeshkar. Between 1948 and 1984, Mangeshkar made more than 30,000 recordings for over 2,000 films, and in more dialects and languages than she can remember. Every other female singer in Indian movies that I've heard imitates her. The great pleasure of Indian film scores are their unexpected turns of style and their sheer pleasure and entertainment. Big string sections and tabla drums are widespread, but a single song can switch from raging electric guitar accompaniment to melancholy accordion to proud bleeding trumpet. The vocals run through all the thrills, chills, heartbreak, and slapstick you remember from classic Hollywood. Best of all, They let you hear modern pop forms like syrupy ballads and road songs in a new way. These soundtracks are truly where there is no East or West, only the big love scene and the catchy theme song.
Chinna chinna roja puve chella kanne niyar tappi vanda sippi mutte unnai petra thayar solli kollavayum illai alli kollathayum illai yeno sodanai ilanen chinna chinna roja puve chella kanne niyar
Indian soundtracks are rare in this country. Most record stores stock only classical Indian music. The British EMI label and Oriental Records of New York put out good collections if you can find them. Your best bet, however, is, if you can, to visit local Indian grocery stores, which will often carry inexpensive cassettes. The anthologies on the Double Apple label have the cleanest sound and the biggest stars.
Milo Miles contributes articles on pop music to the New York Times and the Village Voice. This is Fresh Air.